because God will outlast the storm. Amen?
Yes, amen.
God will outlast the storm. Oh, God will outlast the storm. Life sees rise, winds will blow, but God will outlast the storm. Life storms may rage. Know that God will keep you, the rock of the ages. God will outlast the storm. Oh, God will outlast the storm. Life sees rise. Will take home his bride. Forever will be one. God will outlast the storm. God will outlast the storm. Oh, God will outlast the storm. Life sees rise, winds will blow, but God will outlast the storm.
Praise the Lord. We're glad to be here on the air today. All those on the World Wide Web, WNLB, thank you for tuning in. Also those in Floyd, Virginia, and all down in Martinsville and towards Roanoke. All those that receive us on 1030 WGFC in Floyd. And we say hello to you. And all the folks that on WHHV all the way down to into North Carolina and here in Southwest Virginia, Hills and Carroll County and the other counties around, we say hello to you. Hope the day finds you well. Those here in the studio, saints were today, God bless you. Amen. Let's go to the Lord in prayer and ask him just to have his way here in this meeting today. Lord, in Jesus' name, we call upon your name and we come to you in the blessed name of Jesus Christ and ask you to pour out your anointing on your word. God, send forth that anointing and break every yoke. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. I want to look in the Old Testament in Malachi in the third chapter. We find these words in verse 2. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appeareth? For he is like a refiner's fire and a fuller's soap. But notice right in the midst of that verse, it said, who shall stand when he appears? And I want to ask that question today. Who's going to stand? Amen. Who's going to stand in the hour of the Lord, the day of the Lord? Amen. For it's surely all the signs everywhere is pointing to the fact it's soon at hand. Amen. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the sin of homosexuality. And here in America, we have went far beyond Sodom and Gomorrah. We went even to the point that the same sex are marrying each other and asking for equal rights, insurance. They're asking for their lovers. They're asking to care of them like a spouse on our insurance policy. They're putting step by step. And here just in the last few days, they've installed a judge here in Virginia that is I think one of the highest courts in Virginia that's a known homosexual. And I'm going to tell you something. We are in trouble. Amen. And I ask the question, who is going to be able to stand in that day? Amen. And I want to try to rightly divide the word of God today and give you an insight on what the scripture says that who is going to be able to stand. In Revelations, in the 6th chapter, and in verse 12. Amen. Revelation 6th chapter, and in verse 12. And I beheld, when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the earth did black as sackcloth of her, and the moon became as blood, and the stars of the heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree catcheth her utter time figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heavens departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondsman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens and in the rocks of the mountains. In verse 16 they said, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. And then in verse 17 it says these words, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall stand, or who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand in that day? The Bible says that all their gold and all their silver in that day cannot deliver them. Amen. Who is going to be able to stand? Who is going to be able to stand in the day of the Lord? Who is going to be able to stand when all this takes place and it's right even at the door at this time? They prophesied this past year that the Lord would come, but they were wrong. But how much more is it true today? If he didn't come in last year, how much more truth it is today that he'll come today. Then in Psalms, amen, in the 24th division of Psalms, reading verse 1 through verse 5, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world, amen, and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? And listen to what verse 4 and verse 5, amen. An answer of who shall stand, verse 4 said, he that has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor swore deceitfully. Amen. He shall receive the blessing of the Lord, and the righteous from the God of his salvation. Amen. Who's going to stand? Those that are pure. Amen. Those that's been covered by the blood. Those that's been cleansed. Those that's walking upright and holy. Amen. We are in a topsy-turvy world. We are in an hour that anything could blow up and go wrong. Amen. It's not going to get any better. I cannot promise you not one thing will get better. Amen. But that day of the Lord is coming, amen. It's coming, amen, as a fear on them. It's coming as a thief in the night of those who's not prepared. And I'm glad today that we can be prepared in the Lord. I'm glad that we can look to the Lord, amen, and know that the hour is late and the coming of the Lord is at hand, amen. But the Bible is prophesied, as he said through Daniel, upon thy people, I have declared that thing, amen. I have declared this judgment. I have declared this to come upon all men. It will be for the fact to turn the Jew to God, amen. And God is going to prove to all that look upon that he is God and his word is his word, amen. And we better well learn that we better not mess with God and his word, amen. Because who can stand in that day? Only that man or that woman that has clean hands. Only that man or that woman that's given all to God, that's cleansed and purified, amen, and the word of God has washed them, and they have become righteous in God, not of their own righteousness, not of the righteousness of man, for it is filthy rags, but of the righteousness of God, amen. I'm glad today we can stand, amen. I'm glad today we can be cleansed. I'm glad today we can have clean hands, and I'm glad today that God said we could stand. But this thing will come upon the earth, amen. It will come, amen, as a snare, amen, to them that's not prepared, amen. It will come, amen, as I said, it will come as a thief in the night to those that are not prepared. Then in Daniel in the second chapter, in verse 44. Amen. He goes on to say, "In the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom and shall never be destroyed." Amen. I like those words. This kingdom wherein that God so sets up shall never be destroyed. And I believe Isaiah had something to say about it also over in Isaiah. I believe if we go and look, amen, we will find these words recorded, amen, in Isaiah, amen, the 9th chapter and the verse 6. "And thus a child is born." This ain't the Christmas message, but this is the message of the hour, amen. "Who a son is given," amen, "the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace." It talks about how that the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. "Upon the throne of David and upon the kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth or even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts shall perform it." Amen. But notice it says there will be no end, amen, to the increase of his government. Who's going to stand in that day? Only those that have made preparations. Only those that have been born again. Only those that's been washed and been sanctified by his spirit, by his word, and by his truth. Only those that have planted their feet on the solid rock, amen, wherein that he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Wherein those that have separated themselves from this world and the cares of this life, and they have become sanctified holy in him. Amen. Glory to God. Who's going to stand? Amen. You can be one of the ones that stands. Amen. Those that's listened to me today, wherever you might be, whatever part of the world you might be in, I'm telling you, you can stand in that. But you have to know the Lord, and you have to be known of the Lord. Amen. The Bible said Abraham was known of the Lord. Amen. And he knew, God knew what Abraham was going to do. God knew that he was going to bring his children. He was going to teach them the ways of the Lord, and all those that come after him was going to be taught the ways of the Lord. Amen. Around here, we teach the ways of the Lord. Amen. Around here, we stand on the word of God. Amen. And all those that look upon, amen, can see assuredly that we have made the Lord, amen, our choice. The word in one scripture said, "Who among you is on the Lord's side?" Amen. Those that have made themselves, amen, separated from the world and the cares of this life and the sins of this life by the shed blood of Calvary's lambs. Amen. Thank God for the victory we have. Thank God for the blessings we have. Thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen, that gives us the power to stand, amen. In 1 Thessalonians, in the 3rd chapter, amen, here Paul said these words to the Thessalonians, "For now we live, if ye stand fast in the Lord," amen. We're going to live, those that stand fast in the Lord. Amen. Those that have separated themselves, that have chose the way of the Lord and stand fast in that, they're going to live. Amen. We'll never die. Amen. The physical body, yes, this carnal flesh, amen, it'll go back to the dust from where it came. Life is a vapor that appeareth for a while and it vanishes away. It's like water spilt on the ground that never can be regathered again. But I'm here to tell you today, amen, by the grace and the anointing of God, amen. Thank God, amen, that in this same flesh, Job said, "I know my Redeemer liveth, and the last days are going to stand upon the face of this earth, and in this same flesh I'm going to see him," amen. Glory to God. So God has already made provisions, amen. Yes, the physical body, amen, it'll be destroyed, amen. Yes, the physical body, amen, will be, amen, returned back to the dust it came from, amen, the elements of the earth. But thank God on that resurrection morning. Thank God in that day when the trumpet sounds so loud it's going to wake the dead. Those that stand true in the faith, those that stand true in the word of God, those that stand true in wholeness, those that stand true in righteousness, amen. They're going to live, amen. Paul said, "You're going to live, amen." Glory to God. We're going to live and not die. Amen. You know, I get excited a lot of time at funerals, and I have some people kind of look at me and give me a look out of the eye and say, what you so happy about? Amen. But I never preach a funeral that I don't think about it. Amen. That undertaker told me down there in Radford, who was burying somebody up in Pulaski County there in Dublin, and he said, we've got a foolproof vault and casket. We've got a warranty on it, and anything goes in it never comes out. I said, you better not put me in it because I'll void your warranty. Amen. You better not put a saint of God in it because we'll void the warranty. Because when the trumpet sounds so loud, he's going to wake the dead and with a shout. Amen. It dry hides that don't believe in shouting, they're going to have a time that day, ain't they? I'm going to tell you where they're going to still be. They're going to still be amongst the dead. Because we that stand in the Lord are going to live. Amen. Paul said, we're going to live. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I get excited, amen, about the word of God. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. And it don't stop there. Amen. I'm reminded of a section of scripture over in 2 Peter, and I believe it comes in about the 5th chapter and verse 6 through verse 12. Humble yourselves there before the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due season. This is a lot of people's problem. They won't humble themselves before the Lord. Amen. They won't bow themselves before the Lord. And the Bible says every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. If you don't bow now, you're going to bow later. Amen. And when you bow later, amen, there's going to be no reward to it. But if you bow now, you get to live. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 7. Be sober. Amen. God wants us to be sober. Be valiant. Amen. Because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion which walketh about seeking whom he may devour. He's going to devour somebody, but it don't have to be you. Amen. Somebody's going to fall, but it don't have to be you. The Bible says there's going to be a great falling away. There are going to be those that fall away, but it don't have to be you. Amen. Glory to God. Who resisteth steadfast the faith. Amen. Knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. Verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his glory, his eternal glory, by Christ Jesus, after that he has suffered, amen, a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And to Silvanus, a faithful brother unto you, as I suppose. I have written briefly, exalting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Amen. This grace that Paul's talking about, this mighty power, which Paul's talking about, that is what we stand in. We don't stand in our righteousness. We don't stand in our goodness. We don't stand in who we are or what family we was born to. God said it wasn't by the tradition of the elders, amen, but it was by the precious blood of the Lamb of God. Wherein we live in Christ. Wherein we stand in grace. We stand in the promises of God. Woo. Glory to God. Some people look at us Christians and say, well, they don't know no better. I told people I'm not trying to learn any better either. Amen. I'm glad I know where I stand. I'm glad I know the grace of God. I'm glad I know the love of God. I'm glad I'm called by his name. Amen. And I got something to do for the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to run on. He gave me the Holy Ghost and he told me to run on ahead. Amen. It was by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. These things are manifest. Amen. Then in our closing section of scripture for today, I want to look, amen, unto Ephesians. And we're going to go down through about verse 10. Amen. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Finally, brethren, I like this. Amen. Finally, brethren, Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Remember now, we're talking about who's going to stand. Amen. And here Paul said to the Ephesians, finally, brethren. Amen. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. Who's going to stand in that day? Those that put on the whole armor of God. Amen. This preaches for itself. Amen. You don't have to pump it or prime it. It preaches for itself. Amen. Glory to God. And he goes on to say that ye may be able to stand. Amen. Against the wiles of Satan. Verse 12. Said, for we wrestle not against flesh nor blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers of darkness and this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's what's going on now. Our Senate, our government, our Congress, our House is so corrupt they don't know what to do. Amen. And we having the devil's going to have a hullabaloo with it. Amen. But I'm telling you, who's going to stand? Amen. The Bible goes on to explain to us. Amen. Glory to God. Wherefore, in verse 13, take ye unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Amen. Stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith you are able, amen, shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And that the helmet of salvation, take that helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all supplication in the Spirit, watching whereunto we are preserved, and supplication, amen, preservance and preparation of all saints, supplication of all saints. Almost a tongue twister, isn't it? Amen. And for me, amen, that utterance may be given unto me, and I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Amen. We have a purpose, amen, and Paul said, if you'll do these things, amen, if you'll make the preparation of the gospel, amen, the shield of faith, amen, then you're going to be able to fulfill and to do that which God has for you to do, and you'll be able to fulfill the promises of God's word. The Bible said doing all to stand, simply just stand, amen. Who shall stand in that day? Those that's made preparations. Those that's been called out and separated by the blood of Jesus Christ. We are a peculiar people. A royal priesthood. A chosen generation. Amen. We're called out to serve the Lord. And we're separate from this world. That's the reason we can't go the places the world does. We can't do the things the world does. We can't entertain all the sins and the pleasures at the world. Amen. For we know that there's only pleasure in sin for a season and then cold reality. That day of the Lord is coming. Amen. God has prophesied it. Amen. And God's word will fulfill it. What nation going to stand? That one whose God is the Lord. That's who's going to stand. America is weighed in the balances. 51% of the population voted for worldliness, wickedness, same-sex marriage, and the corruption that we have in the White House today. 51%. And I really was shocked that we prevailed with 49% of it. Amen. Somebody said, how are you terminology in that? Well, simply, the leadership that was voted in wants prayer done away with. They want Jesus Christ done away with. They want same-sex marriage, homosexuality. They want aborting babies. They want everything that they could do to put Christ out of everything in America and in the White House. And I tell you one thing, amen, they're going to make a mess of it, run it on herself. I tell you where they're going to run this country. They're going to run it in the ground, amen. But who's going to be able to stand? Those that's made preparations. Those that have chose God, amen. Those that their God is our Lord Jesus Christ. They are going to stand, and in that day we're going to stand, amen, and we're going to be overcomers, amen. Glory to God, amen. And there's going to be a time of judgment that takes place, amen. Ever soul and every person upon this face of earth, amen, is judgment bound, amen. No man will escape, not one will escape, amen. And they will come that day, amen. When the Bible says in Revelations 20 and 11, and I saw a great white throne on him that sat on it, from whom the face of the earth and the heavens did flee, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, amen, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the Bible goes on to say in that judgment, they're going to be judged out of the book according to their works. Amen. So every man and every woman will have to stand before the Lord. But are you going to stand in life? Or are you going to stand in death? The Bible said those was of the second death. Amen. They was of the second resurrection. I want to be a part of the first resurrection. I want to be a part of the resurrection unto life. Amen. I don't want to be a part of the resurrection unto death. Amen. God, in Jesus' name, thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, that you've advised us in your word. You give us insight in your word. And you give us the ability to know the righteous ways of the Lord. And those that choose this way will stand and be among the living. Amen. At that judgment. Amen. For we will, amen, be quickened before the Lord, and we will receive our rewards according to the blood being applied and how we've made our stand in this life. God grant it now. Heal to the uttermost, save, deliver, give financial miracles to those that call upon you. And God, I ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask you that you would manifest yourself in the hearts and lives of people and confirm the word of your prophet. And God, give that sweet anointing to those that they may receive it and they may choose life and they may cherish life and they may stand in the promises of God. God, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We appreciate you today. Appreciate all those who've tuned in. We pray this coming week is a blessed week for you, and that God just fill you with his joy and peace. That is our prayer until we come to you again. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.